Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, jumping in just for a few seconds to give you a special message, and this is urgent, so please pay attention. Rates and bonuses on indexed annuities. Right now, if you want to protect them where they are and lock them in, you need to get on the phone and call me, because when the economy turns south, and I can tell you for a fact, the insurance companies believe that the markets are going to turn south. So they've already put warnings out to the agents saying, pay attention, rates are going to be coming down. If you want to lock them in where they are now, you can, and then whatever the market does doesn't affect you. But when they drop rates, that will affect any new business. And those are, for instance, participation rates. I've got some products that when the index goes up, they give you 350%. That's not going to last. I've got other rates and bonuses and so on. So if you want to lock the rates in where they are right now before these insurance companies drop them, you need to get off the dime and call me. Do it today. 877-218-1972. Call me now. Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTD listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.roncaskey.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today, and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Buddy, welcome once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. Take my phone numbers and then call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. As I spent an inordinate amount of time on yesterday's radio show talking about, and I've put up videos, I've put it in my newsletters, I've put it on Facebook, that rates, caps, and bonuses and income percentage rates are coming down starting November the 1st. So that is next Saturday. Any applications dated after that will have the lower rates. This does not affect current clients. I've got current clients have called me and said, what do I need to do? Absolutely nothing. You're locked in. But this is for new people. Some people put me off and say, well, I got to check with my financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker, who the only reason they'll talk you out of an indexed annuity is because they lose their fees. And so, of course, they're gonna turn you to tears. I know. I've seen it happen over and over and over. So either your financial planner or a church member or a hairdresser or your kids will talk you out of an indexed annuity. What really doesn't make any sense, number one, makes no sense whatsoever to use a fellow church member that doesn't know diddly squat about indexed annuities and retirement planning to talk you out of making a wise decision on your retirement. Makes no sense whatsoever to use a hairdresser's financial advice. Give me a break. Years ago, I saw down in southeast Denver, I saw a hair salon, and the name of the hair salon was Gossips. And I got up next Sunday and I said, I found the perfect name for a hair salon, Gossips, because that's what you get there. And so some people use a hairdresser for their financial advisor. That just makes all kinds of sense to me. But then there's your kids. Now, your kids are not stupid. They're not dumb. They're educated. They're smart in their ways. But understand, it's your retirement money. It's not theirs. And the reason kids talk parents out of indexed annuities is because first of all, they know everything. See, I think you ought to hire teenagers while they still know it all. But your kids, 20s, 30s, 40 years old, they've been raised, their peers believe that the only way to prepare for retirement is stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, putting your money into the largest casino in the world, and that's Wall Street. That's all they know. And so, of course, when you come to them with an index, oh my gosh, oh no, don't do that, Mom, don't do that, Grandma, oh my goodness. So you can allow them to talk you out of it, or you can make a wise, informed decision about your retirement money. Stop listening to everybody else on the planet talk you out of making a wise decision. Here's why. It's a wise decision. In an indexed annuity, you can never lose a penny of your money due to the downturn in the market, ever. And you want to know about how to be a good steward of God's money? Okay, on this side of the page is the gambling side, the casino side, the Wall Street side. Over on this side is the safe side. Absolutely no risk, absolutely no gambling ever, and it follows the Bible mandate for interest. See, in Luke, the Bible says that God's attitude toward interest rate is 100%. Well, I happen to have an indexed annuity that guarantees you 200% return on your money in 20 years. Now, that 10% in the Bible, 100%, I mean, in the Bible, it doesn't say overnight. Well, it's not overnight. But I have an income indexed annuity that guarantees you 10% a year for 20 years. Where's the debate? Where's the question? Get on it. But rates, like participation rates on indexes and so on, they're coming down November 1st because these life insurance companies, all 1,800 of them, do not believe the economy is going to get better anytime soon. They do not believe that the stock market is going to go up, 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 and never turn south. They don't believe it. But here's another economic indicator that life insurance companies use the 10-year treasuries to base their rates on, and 10-year treasuries are headed south. So I'm just telling you, you want to lock those rates in where they are today, you call me this afternoon and get on my calendar for this coming week. Before I've got to date the application before next Saturday. So give me a call. Don't put it off. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. I'll give you those phone numbers five more times during my radio show today. So write them down, call me this afternoon. My time doesn't cost you anything. You owe it to yourself and your family to get the truth about how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. So pick up the phone and call me. Church attendance and Bible sales have all gone up since Charlie Kirk died. His memorial service was a 200,000 individual revival meeting. It was a revival meeting. Everybody that spoke, they all spoke and told people. There's more people got saved as a result of Charlie Kirk's death than would have ever become a Christian when he was alive. And so they say Bible sales are up like 40% and church attendance is up and so on. But here's an article you may want a copy of or not. If you do, call me or send me an email. It's called The Empty Pew. It's hard to imagine a time when churches did not have air conditioning, running water, cushioned chairs, or pews. A church where there was a bucket of water in the corner with a dipper that everyone shared. The windows would be opened in the heat, and people would crowd together for warmth in the winter. If you had to use a bathroom, you'd have to make the long journey to the outhouse. Yet with all of those inconveniences, Sundays used to be a time when people gathered at the church house to hear God's word. Many churches didn't have Sunday school or youth programs, and everyone was in the sanctuary to worship, hear God's word, and be together. Pews were filled, and I heard a lady this past weekend say she remembered when there was no more room in the church. People gathered outside by the windows. I've witnessed that myself. And doors, outside doors, to hear the preacher preach. God was a priority. Family was a priority. People will say, well, it was a simpler time back then. Was it? People worked hard from sun up to sundown. Most families were fortunate to have one car. Most items were handmade. Yet with everything they had to do on any given day, they made time for God and church. Unfortunately, today, it seems God and church is no longer a priority in way too many families. The empty pew is becoming more common in churches throughout our nation. I've heard it said that church needs to change with the times. No, they don't. The church needs to enter to cater to the people. No, they don't. The church needs more programs. The church. Whatever happened to the thought of the church raising disciples and ministering to the community? We don't need new music. We don't need new watered-down sermons. It's what most preachers are handing out today. Whatever happened to the church being a place where people came to greet one another and to share the word of God and to encourage one another in a life of holiness and righteousness? Whatever happened to people wanting to serve instead of being served? The empty pew breaks my heart. Are people just too busy for God, or do they just not care anymore? Either way, or more and more, as more and more churches close their doors and people begin to remember when there used to be a place where God's people would gather, one day when all the church doors are closed, because of communism, maybe then, just maybe, people will once again rediscover their thirst to know who God is and to be with one another for worship and prayer. That's from Calvary Baptist Church in Sulphur, Louisiana. You want a copy of that to hand out to some others of your fellow church members? Well, holler at me and either send me an email or give me a phone call. Halloween's coming up. What is it, next Friday the 31st, Hallowed Witches Day. Should Christians even hand out candy for a celebration of death, darkness, fear, and destruction? Each year, the month of October brings with it a celebration that has become so mainstream, so normal, that many Christians no longer think twice about participating. This is an article sent to me, and it's entitled Christians and Horror Ween. Children, costumes and candy are stocked in abundance. Grocery stores, businesses, neighborhoods are decorated with eerie lights and skeletons and spider webs and grotesque displays of death. Children, even my toddlers, this article says, are immersed in this culture for weeks, walking into stores, driving past houses, or simply being in our community. During the Horrorween season, frightening images saturate the world we live in. And it goes on. From my personal experience, fast forward about two decades, it's a long story, multiple pages. But here's what the Bible says. Ephesians 5:11 says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Deuteronomy 18:12, for whosoever does these things is detestable to the Lord. Deuteronomy 14:1, you are the sons of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves nor shave your forehead for the sake of the dead. And there's multiple verses in here that show, according to God's word, that you should not be worshiping the devil and Satan and Black Death on Horrorween. You want a copy of that? It's about six pages long. If you're on the internet, send me an email, rc@ronkasky.com, and I'll send that back to you. If you're not hooked up to the internet and you don't have email, call me, and I will mail that out to you at no cost. But you need to know what the Bible says and understand ahead of time. I believe that we should be using the King James Version of the Bible, and all of those verses are out of another translation, just so you know. Call me, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Stay tuned. Be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont, Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. Don't forget, November the 1st, rates, caps, bonuses, and income percentages on all new applications and clients for indexed annuities. All new people, not my current clients. Those don't affect you. All others, get on my calendar. Do it today for this coming week. Give me a call this afternoon. Get on my calendar. At least get the information. It doesn't cost you anything. But you snooze, you lose. So if you've been putting this off or you've gotten the information from me and you're still putting it off, you might want to take another look at how that's going to affect your future and your retirement. Here's my numbers, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today. Don't put it off. Here you go. I read articles out of the Sword of the Lord. You all know how I feel about the public school education system in America, run by a communist teachers' union, and they force you to teach woke nonsense and DIADEA, whatever it is, nonsense and LGBTQIA nonsense instead of educating kids how to do math and read and spell. And it's not your fault. But you are run and controlled by a communist teachers' union. So I read these articles out of the Sword of the Lord on education chaos and crisis. Virginia High School faces investigation over alleged secret abortion arrangements for minors. In what has become a chilling unearthing, Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia has launched an investigation into Centerville High School for accusations of arranging and funding students' abortions back in 2021. The news first revealed by the WC Dispatch Substack, whatever that is, has sparked outrage among parents, pro-life advocates, and concerned citizens, raising serious questions about parental rights and school overreach. See, that Communist Teachers Union thinks that they know more about raising your kids than you do. And that's just one of their problems. Virginia state law requires parental consent and notification for minors seeking abortions, which is the wholesale murder of live babies. Illinois mandates mental health testing for all students. Illinois has that idiot governor that says there's no crime in his state and no cartels in Chicago and on and on and on. He ought to be held up on charges of obstruction of justice. Children's minds are now officially in the crosshairs of one of the most out-of-control state governments in America. Under a controversial new measure just signed into law by far-left Governor J.B. Pritzker, a billionaire, oh, by the way, government schools in Illinois will begin mandatory mental health testing of all students each year, starting in the third grade. Run by the government, of course. Critics are sounding the alarms, among other concerns. They're warning that Big Brother cannot be trusted to pry into the minds of children. Duh. From education leaders and privacy advocates to psychiatrists and medical professionals, opponents of the plan say it will intrude into the most sensitive areas of a child's life. Well, they want to control those kids' minds. While Illinois is the first state to do it with Senate Bill 1560, Big Pharma lobbyists hoping to profit, of course, from drugging children are working overtime to get similar schemes passed in other jurisdictions. Harvard-trained psychiatrist Dr. Peter Bregan, celebrated worldwide for his war on quackery, such as lobotomies and electroshock therapy, sounded the alarm about the Illinois plan as well. And he's a psychiatrist. Among their concerns, he blasted the collaboration between Big Pharma, which is all about the money, and organized psychiatry, all about the money and control, to invade schools and make a market out of the children. Big surprise there. Federal Trade Commission, FTC, drops lawsuit against Christian University. The FTC has officially dropped its lawsuit against Grand Canyon University, ending a years-long legal battle that began during, big surprise, the Biden administration. The case, which centered on allegations of deceptive advertising and misleading claims about the university's doctoral programs, has drawn national attention as one of the most high-profile disputes between a federal regulatory body and a private Christian university. In May, the U.S. Department of Education reversed a record $37.7 million fine that was placed on Grand Canyon University for misleading students. GCU, Grand Canyon University president, Brian Mueller said he was appreciative that current FTC officials took an objective look at the case and recognized the numerous agencies and courts that have already ruled in GCU's favor on the same allegations. As we have stated from the beginning, he said, not only were these accusations false, what would you expect under the Biden administration? That's laughable. But the opposite is true, Mueller said. We go above and beyond what is required in our disclosures and are recognized as a leader in this area. The government has absolutely no business intruding on a private or a Christian university, period, end of story. Loudoun County School suspends boys for being uncomfortable with trans policies. The 2025 fall semester is just starting for students across America, and two boys at Stonebridge High School in Ashburn, Virginia, have already been suspended. In fact, this decision came down during summer break. Loudoun County Public Schools called the shots. two boys expressed concern about a biological girl who identified as a male, it's usually the other way around, using the boys' locker rooms at school. The transgender-identifying student filmed the boys as they expressed their discomfort. It didn't take long for Loudoun County Public Schools, which has policy 8040 in place, that allows students to use the bathroom that aligns with their so-called gender identity, to launch a Title IX investigation. Their conclusion, the boys not wanting to share a private space with a biological female, here's what they said, were guilty of sexual harassment and sex-based discrimination. I'm telling you, that's a public school system run, controlled by a communist teachers' union. Virginia Attorney General Jason Mieres, Republican, for example, has made clear his condemnation of LCPS's decision and policy. Get this, these two boys are not liking it because the school allows a girl in their locker room and showers. I'm telling you, I've never met a Democrat with any common sense whatsoever. Trump warns states to slash radical gender ideology. As part of his effort to rid the nation of woke ideology, President Donald Trump and his administration are warning schools to eliminate gender ideology material or face consequences. Acting Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary Andrew Gradison said in a statement, federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas, he warned. Accountability is coming. Currently, 40 states have gender ideology material in their prep courses. And I'm telling you that you wonder why I don't like the public school system. We're not talking teachers here. You're bound by what the Communist Teachers Union tells you. You've got to teach and what you got to do and so on, folks. That's why I believe in Christian schools and homeschooling. There's enough good Christian curriculum out there that as parents, if you can read, have 2 ears to hear, and can write sensibly, you can facilitate any amount of curriculum that's out there and give your child a better education many times over than they'll ever get in the public school system, period. End of story. One of our kids and his wife are the only ones that have small kids in of school age. Absolutely refuse. They got three boys. They absolutely refuse to submit their kids, and rightly so. And God bless them. And I'm back them 100%. They absolutely refuse to ever subject their kids to that type of ideology and that communist backed curriculum and idea, everything about it. They won't do it, and I applaud them. And they work for us full time, and work from home, so it fits really well. They also are part of a group of a couple of hundred people. They all meet on Friday at a church and share ideas and training and so on. And so I'm all about it. And that's why for 25 plus years I pastored and built Christian schools. My Christian school, K through 12, that when kids had to be taken out of my school because of finances or they moved or something, without fail, across the board, those kids were a year and a half ahead of anybody in their circle in public schools. And now today, back then, there was not a whole lot of curriculum. There was some good curriculum, and they could facilitate it. But now there's a bundle. You got a lot of choices on curriculum that you, as parents, can use to homeschool your kids and keep them out of the public school system with a satanic, atheist, communist ideology across the board. So I'm going to start with a song when we come back. It's one I recorded years ago. I still sing it. Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. Not because of Wall Street or the District of Criminals or anything else, but because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment this coming week. Stay tuned. I will be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment of today's Bible Views radio show. Believe it or not, we'll get over to the Bible. We've been talking about five practices of a faithful steward that I began last week, and I'm going to continue that in this segment. Let me sing a song for you that I recorded years ago, Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow. In the meantime, get on my calendar. Do it today. Don't forget, rates, caps, and bonuses for new people, doesn't affect current clients, are coming down November the 1st. That's next Saturday. I have to date an application before November 1st to lock in the rates where they are, and they've been very good for some time, but they're coming down. And so give me a call today for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning, 303 710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call this afternoon. Here's the song, Because He Lives.
God sent His Son, they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know now my life is worth a living, just because He lives. And then one day, I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory and I'll know He reigns. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, now my life is worth a living, just because He lives. Now my life is worth a living, just because He lives.
Well, there you go. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. You know, the biggest problem today, the reason the world is in so much chaos, is because the lost world has no hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. We know as Christians, we're just pilgrims passing through this land. This is not our permanent residence. This is strictly temporary. There's a better place coming for Christians. But for lost people who die without Christ as their personal Savior, this is as good as it'll ever be, because you're headed for hell. Eternal torment where there is no weeping and gnashing of teeth and no escape. Fire and brimstone. The comics and the comedians make light of hell. It's not a joking, laughing matter, folks. So if you don't know where you're going when you die, we need to deal with that right away. In the meantime, let's talk about what does the Bible have to say about stewardship versus scarcity. I started this last week, and I'm going to wrap it up right now in the next 9 minutes. We've got to hurry. So I said, here's five practices of a faithful steward. And last week I covered number one and number two, and that was give first. And that's Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You tithe on the gross, not the net. If you're tithing on the net, you're still a thief and a robber, according to the Bible. And so understand, honor the Lord with the first fruits of all thine increase. So give first, then save second. Proverbs 21, verse 20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. You need to save. All you got to do is go read the book of Genesis and how Joseph, when he became prime minister of Egypt and was over all of the finances of Egypt, Joseph's formula was save in the good years so that you have money in the bad years. And we've practiced that. My wife, Janine, she handles the checkbooks and everything. I go out and see people, and she gives me an allowance, and I'm happy as a pig in soft dirt. But there were times in years past when we had five kids at home, and raising five kids was not easy back in the 80s and 90s. And we didn't go waste $5 on a 15-cent toy called a Happy Meal at McDonald's. In fact, we'd go to McDonald's and get one ice cream cone, and the kids would share it. And we went through some really tough times because I had a partner embezzle a lot of money out of our partnership. And one day I met with him and his attorney. And his attorney was a Christian guy, and they met with me and I met with them because I said he stole a lot of money out of our partnership, and you guys have a decision to make today. I'm either going to put him in federal prison for the rest of his natural adult life, or he can take the debt and figure out how to pay it. I stepped out in the hall. He opened the door and invited me back in. And he said, well, he decided to take the debt. I said, good idea. And I walked away and I said, I'll never have a partner again. And he was a so-called Christian. He was just stealing money, coming and going. But during those years, Janine saved in those good years so that we had money when things got really, really tight. And of course, I've told that story before about how we got 9 months behind in our mortgage payment, and we caught it up. So give first, save second, spend third. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 8, and having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. I can tell you for a fact, now there were some lean times back then, but we still had food on the table. And God gave us iron shoes in the desert. You read where the children of Israel, their clothes and their shoes didn't wear out during the 40-year trek through the wilderness, an 11-day journey. And God made sure they had food and water, and their clothes and their shoes didn't wear out. And that's how it was for us. The kids' shoes didn't wear out. Their clothes didn't wear out. They didn't get every ill that came along down the block during those lean years. And so the Bible says, and having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. You got to spend money on food. You got to spend money on clothes. But you can be, see, I'm frugal. I'm not cheap. Zig Ziglar, you know, I used to work for Zig Ziglar Corporation. And Zig says, you can buy a cheap bicycle every year, or you can buy a good bicycle and it will last you for years. And that's just a principle. That's a Bible principle. Having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. And there's nothing wrong with buying good stuff. You'll only spend that one time as opposed to buying cheap stuff several times over. So, give first, save second, spend third. And number four, avoid ensnaring debt. Proverbs 22 and verse 7, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. If you ever get tired of being a slave, you'll begin to follow what I teach here on the radio and in person, and why I put people into indexed annuities and take their money out of the largest casino in the world, which is Wall Street, because the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. So avoid ensnaring death, and then invest prudently. That's where I come in. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 2 says, give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. You got to invest prudently. And that's, again, that's where I come in. And then if you'll follow what I teach you, then you'll be able to do that. So, scarcity myth versus stewardship truths. And I've only got a minute to deal with this. But the myth, there's never enough. The truth, God owns it all. And so you see in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, where he says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, heaped up, running over, shall men give into your bosom. Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. I'm going to have to hit the last two verses next week. Call me 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. And you best do it today, because at November 1st, rates, caps, and bonuses are going down. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities, where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait. until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views Radio Show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I got news for you. God said it. That settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.